have been a couple of different factors at play in the Rutgers attempt to replace fired athletic director Tim Pernetti. Pernetti did not do enough to punish basketball coach Mike Rice for his abusive treatment of players. Pernetti paid the price for bad PR fallout and got canned. In the interim, Rutgers replaced Rice with former basketball player Eddie Jordan, the hero of the 1975-76 Scarlet Knight team that won its first 31 games. Except it turned out that Jordan never earned his degree. And to pile on the embarrassment, it was reported last week that new athletic director Julie Herman was abusive to her players when she coached volleyball at the University of Tennessee in the 1990s. She was also sued by a former assistant coach who was allegedly fired by Herman after she became pregnant, against Herman's wishes. The former assistant won a $150,000 settlement. And when that little gem was brought up at Herman's hiring news conference, Herman went all Hogan's Heroes on the questioner. "I know nothing," she said. Oops. As New York Post columnist Mike Vaccaro wrote in his column on Monday, "You may forgive Herman all of her past transgressions, but how do you forgive her denying that they happened?" Vaccaro said for that dishonesty, she should never start her job at Rutgers. Give credit to the Newark Star-Ledger's Craig Wolf for doing the digging that Rutgers apparently did not. It was Wolf who talked to members of Herman's 1996-97 Tennessee volleyball team. Wolf who obtained the two-page letter that those team members had signed, the letter that outlined how Herman had demeaned those players, calling them names and sending some of them into depression. And once Wolf's story opened the floodgates, other media people have jumped on. Tara Sullivan of the Bergen Record said, "Rutgers president Robert Barchi should be fired and that Herman's tenure should never start." She also said that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie would be asking questions of the Rutgers hierarchy this week. All of that brings up an interesting point for discussion. Herman is one of only three female athletic directors at the 124 schools that play top-tier college football. Sullivan reported that a female co-chair of the Rutgers AD search committee personally added Herman to the list of candidates, and that several male candidates withdrew from the search because adding Herman to the list made it look as if she was the top candidate. The male co-chair of the search committee told Wolf that Rutgers had investigated the lawsuit and settlement brought by Herman's former assistant coach at Tennessee. But did Rutgers, in its rush to clean up its tarnished reputation, fail to perform enough due diligence? Did the school think that hiring a female athletic director would help polish that reputation, only to fall on the sword of 16-year-old allegations that were not properly investigated? And even if Rutgers knew about all of the allegations and the lawsuit, did they hire her based on what she's done since then? If you call those 15 years as an administrator a second chance, Herman certainly seems to have made good, at least if you believe the people she's worked for. Unfortunately for Rutgers, so much of what is assumed as true these days is based on perception, and the perception that is out there is that by hiring Herman, Rutgers has hired someone just like the guy they fired in Mike Rice. And as Governor Christie may tell his friends at the state university, that is not a public relations battle the school needs right now. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.